Audio 22. Extract 1.
How about now, Greta? Is that any better?
Yeah.
Good. Any more technical hitches? No? OK. So, if the document share program is now working, you should all be able to see page 7 of the proposal on screen. Joanna, could you talk us through this?
Yeah, sure. Well, if you could look at the bottom of page 7... where it says risk summary, you'll see that I've summarised some of the risks involved in this proposal.
Extract 2.
OK, so that's one problem. And as a result, the price of minibus hire in the locality has increased dramatically over the last year.
That's interesting, Thomas, thank you, but I think it's probably best left for another meeting. Maybe we are digressing a little? If I could just bring the conversation back to the agenda.
Am I right in saying that the general opinion is we can go ahead on this?
Khalid here. I still have serious reservations. Are we really prepared to lose three of our best-selling products, including the Nile Cruise, just to chase this pipe dream of green tourism? I suggest that we keep all the current tours, but include the opportunity for clients to pay a voluntary charge for carbon offsetting. Now, by doing this,
okay,
we can...
OK, thanks, Khalid. Maybe we can let Joanna answer that.
Well, if you remember, we did explore this last year. That was just before you joined us, Khalid. And we decided at the time that it wasn't the route to go down.
You're saying that it's not worth reconsidering?
I really don't think so.
With respect, Joanna, do luxury travel and green tourism really go together? And do we really believe that our customers will pay thousands of dollars to stay in a mud hut without running water next to a termite mound? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, Khalid, you've made your point. Greta, I'd be interested in hearing what you think about this.
Well, at first I was very much in favour of Joanna's proposal, but I admit that I'm having some second thoughts about it. Which is why I put forward an alternative proposal that we're going to discuss later on. I think we have to take the long view. There is huge growth in this sector, and
what
we really need to...
What do you think of this? We offer customers the option of paying the carbon offsetting as an extra...
Sorry, Khalid, could you let Greta finish, please?
Okay, sorry.
I was just saying that I think if we're going to stay competitive in this market, we really have...
Extract 3.
So that all seems okay. Thomas, I have a question for you here. How likely is it that our current partners along the Mombasa coast would buy into this proposal?
Can I just check? We are now talking about the alternative smaller-scale proposal suggested by Greta rather than Joanna's full-scale original idea.
Yes, I think that's where we've got to. Is that right, Joanna?
Reluctantly, yes. I'm not fully convinced as yet.
To me, it sounds a lot more manageable. Our partners can make a transition over a period of years rather than overnight. And depending on customer uptake, we can go faster or slower as appropriate. I think that makes more sense than trying to do everything at once and possibly falling flat on our faces.
Okay, well, we seem to have some sort of consensus, although we still have to convince Joanna that this is the right course of action.
Extract 4.
Okay, I'm not sure this is getting us anywhere. Well, I'd like to draw things to a close, so can I just ask everyone to sum up their views in 2 or 3 sentences? I'll mention any of your remaining doubts or questions to the board when I report our discussion. Greta, can you start, please?
It's been quite hard, but I think we've made the right decision. It would have been too risky to commit ourselves to a larger project.